Hey guys, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Thanks for pressing the download button on today's podcast. Got a great one coming up. We're talking about the IF3. That's right, the International Functional Fitness Federation, with President Gretchen Kettleberger. That's right, CrossFit Games veteran, CrossFit Regionals veteran, a gymnastics star. We will be talking. I'm hopefully going to be trying to get her on the podcast on a later episode to talk about this IF3 and what it means for CrossFit, what it means for functional fitness athletes, and really what it means for the sport of functional fitness. Because I think so many people look at this and they're just like, okay, this is pretty much just CrossFit. And this is pretty much just a way for, it's a more organized form of CrossFit without all the political BS that goes on either at the CrossFit Games headquarters, at Reebok headquarters, wherever it goes, it doesn't really matter. I think, you know, a lot of people out there have a vendetta against the CrossFit Games, and I'm not one personally, but I think so many people have so much crap with the CrossFit Games because it's pretty much a one-man band, and I don't think it's a one-man band. They say that, you know, Dave Castro's been on our podcast, and he's talked about he's got a team of people that help him program and get things ready for the next year, the next regional, and so much more. So I think a lot of people have a say in it, but I think there's still a lot of political stuff that you can say that, you know, CrossFit Games and that CrossFit in general has kind of put out there and is, I wouldn't say brainwashed the CrossFit community, but definitely is something that you guys will want to listen to. And I'm excited to kind of learn more as time goes on. This is obviously a very fresh and new thing, but I'm excited to kind of dive into it. If you guys want to follow along with me, I'm going to be going right to the functionalfitnessfederation.org. That's their website. I'm going to be reading straight from that. There's tons of stuff to cover. Probably not going to get all of it, but I just want to kind of get the main points and kind of what's on my mind and what does this mean for CrossFit, the CrossFit Games. Could this mean CrossFit could be an eventual Olympic sport? And I'm sure on a future episode we're going to get down to kind of the dream teams of each sport and how that whole process would be represented and go from there. So, but got to get down to some business first, guys. We couldn't do this episode and we couldn't do any of our episodes without the great sponsors that support this podcast every single day. The first one, the Ben Smith Blueprint. Go check him out on Instagram. It is Ben Smith's own personal workouts that he does during the week. It's qualified him for 9 straight CrossFit Games. It's qualified 6 athletes from CrossFit Krypton just this year alone. And, of course, it has qualified 2 Smith brothers to the CrossFit Games in 2017. If you guys want more information, you can message us personally or just go check them out on Instagram at the Ben Smith Blueprint to get any information. It's the best programming. It's what I do. It's what so many other people do all across the world, and I guarantee you it'll show results. Got to give a huge shout-out as well to RX Pro Shop. They're located in front of CrossFit Chesapeake, right over there by Grassfield High School here in Chesapeake, Virginia. They've got Virus Apparel, Born Primitive stuff. They've got Red Bull. They've got so much stuff. But possibly the best thing that they have is the largest selection of Stance socks in pretty much the entire state of Virginia, if not the entire East Coast. So make sure you guys go check them out. They are also at almost every local CrossFit event here in Hampton Roads and trying to get their reach out bigger and broader to the audiences that need to know that they're one of the best pro shops in terms of the CrossFit universe, probably in the world, in my opinion. I'm a little bit biased, but got to give a huge shout out to them. Go check them out on Instagram, Facebook. That's RX Pro Shop. One more shout out to Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road across from that Hardee's in that Sunoco gas station. Fresh organic veggies. They got pasture-raised steak, chicken, and pork. And, of course, the best burrito you will ever eat, the California burrito. It's got fries, it's got steak, it's got sour cream. Everything that they have there that they make, it's made fresh daily. So they get there, they open at 11, they get there super early in the morning, make the salsa, the guac, all that jazz, and so much more. So make sure you guys go check them out. They've got a Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram. Just type in Burrito Perdido. You cannot make it. You cannot miss it, and it's the best place. They're closed on Mondays, but they're open 6 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tell them that the Big Red Express sent you, and maybe you'll get some free chips and salsa on the house. Also, got to give a huge shout out to myself, guys. We are selling brand new Big Red Express baseball t-shirts. If you want to know what they look like, go to my Facebook page, go to my Instagram page, and check them out. Big Red Express, big_red_express on Instagram. And we're going to be taking orders through the end of the month, $22 for sizes small through XL. Anything higher than that, I believe it's either $2 or $2.50 extra. But if you contact me, I'll get that all situated. We're going to need the money up front, and then it'll be probably around the middle of July when we get those shirts in, and I will personally deliver them to you if you are within driving distance of my house. So make sure you guys go let us know if you guys want a Big Red Express baseball tee. These are fresh off the press. I'm the only one that owns one right now, but we are trying to change that and get everyone, make it the biggest shirt in the entire sport of CrossFit. All right, guys, terms of CrossFit, we are going to dive right into the International Functional Fitness Federation, the IF3. The president, as many of you guys will know, the president, her name is Gretchen Kettleberger, and she is located up in the Northern Virginia area. She is a lawyer. I believe she is the lawyer, or she used to be the lawyer for CrossFit headquarters, a very well-known name in the sport of CrossFit, the CrossFit Games. She has been to the Games numerous times, was one of the top CrossFit athletes in the Mid-Atlantic region for so many years over the past decade. So to start things off, When I saw that she was one of the governing bodies, when she was the president of the International Functional Fitness Federation, or the IF3, how we're going to be saying it, I thought it was very interesting because she knows what it's like to be an athlete. She knows what it's like to be a commentator, a spectator, and she is very good in terms of the legal aspects of things. When I first saw that the CrossFit, you know, the Functional Fitness International Federation was coming out, and the USA had actually joined it and made their own little branch of it, my first thought was, okay, this is what CrossFit has been looking for. And yes, the CrossFit Games are great. The CrossFit, you know, CrossFit is obviously a brand. It's one of the fastest growing brands in probably professional sports, and especially the CrossFit Games, just how much it's grown just from 10 years ago on the first CrossFit Games at the ranch in Aromas. I thought it was very interesting to see how this is going to work and what does this mean for the sport of CrossFit? And I don't think it's going to hurt the sport of CrossFit. What I think it's going to do, I think it's going to, you know, make it a little bit more organized. There's not going to be as much political stuff in this. And I think it's going to, for the first time ever in CrossFit, it's going to bring up the possibility of a CrossFit Players Union. And obviously, there's some positives and negatives. We're not going to get into all that mumbo jumbo now, but it's actually going to, I think, help the sport of CrossFit and help CrossFit athletes all across the world that want to become professional CrossFit athletes actually be able to do that and be labeled. You know, everyone's like, okay, well, these guys are just, you know, CrossFit athletes, whatever. They're not really athletes. They're not really professional athletes. I think that's going to change if this kind of gets up. And also, I think this could potentially make for CrossFit or functional fitness, mind you, be an Olympic sport, I guess. And I hesitate saying that because I think that's such a big platform and that's such a big, big goal. I'm not going to say it's going to happen in Tokyo because it's not. I'm not saying that it may not even happen 4 years after that in 2024. I'm not saying that these goals and these things are going to happen overnight, but I think it opens the door and opens the possibility for athletes and things like that, that if you are a CrossFit athlete, if you want to get into the sport of functional fitness, this is a sport that you can do at a national level, at a world stage. And I think it's going to also, you know, as much as, you know, the grid is trying to make an off-season type of thing for CrossFitters to make money, I think this is, once you get these type of competitions underway, you're going to see more and more of these competitions with bigger and bigger prizes all over the country, all over the world, that big name athletes are going to go to if they can find a credible source to do it. And I think this is kind of where it's going to be. And it goes back to the core of it. The president, Gretchen Kettelberger, she's been on the podcast before. She's a great athlete. She's very knowledgeable about the sport and about the legal aspects. And I think having her in the position of the president, you know, gets her, because she's been to the CrossFit game. She's been to, you know, she's been around the sport of CrossFit for a long time. So very good and very positive outlook, just on the forefront of who the president of the International Federal Fitness Fitness Federation is, Gretchen Kettelberger. I think it's very encouraging and very interesting to see how it works. So if you go to functionalfitnessfederation.org and click on the About tab, this is what first comes up, and this is what it kind of makes me think of. First, when I read this, I was like, oh, it's CrossFit, no doubt. Competitive functional fitness is a sport which tests athletes' proficiency across a variety of movement patterns, activities, and energy systems. Athletes must show their competency in various realms, including demonstrations of their strength, endurance, speed, body weight, gymnastic skills, and aerobic capacity. Right there, that's CrossFit in a nutshell. This is honestly probably making, that's pretty much exactly what functional fitness is. I like this explanation, because people have been saying, what is functional fitness or what is CrossFit? This is what it is. And I think a lot of people look, and this is, you know, I'm going to be probably going on some side tangents on this every once in a while, but looking at of CrossFit as a company, as an international brand, there's so much stuff that you could point at CrossFit and say, oh, they're just trying to cover up people. There are PEDs in CrossFit, there's steroids in CrossFit, people cheat in CrossFit all the time, but CrossFit doesn't want to hurt their brand for admitting this. I think this changes that. If CrossFit, and I don't know, maybe down the road CrossFit and the IF3 will have some intertwining with each other. Maybe it's going to be a war between the two of them. And obviously CrossFit's been around for a lot longer. But when you look at different things and you look at different movements of what, you know, CrossFit does, and if you look at the international, if you look at this website, the IF3, it goes out and you know, it's got movement standards. It's got competition rulebook and standards. It's got anti-doping policies. So I think all of this really has expanded into a reach of just beyond CrossFit. Because if we can think about CrossFit as a sport that is, and you could say this, and CrossFit is legitimately functional fitness. Taking something that maybe you aren't good at, or taking something that maybe shouldn't be used, and using it to better yourself. I think CrossFit, you know, as a brand, and maybe this is the first thing that they should have done. You know, they should have brought it out, but I don't think anyone thought 10 years ago that CrossFit and CrossFit Games were going to be as big as it is today. I look at this and I look at this whole, you know, the United States joining it. They're going to have national championships in September. Hopefully, we'll be there on site. I'm excited at the Olympic Training Center. I'm going to try to do my best to get down there to be a part of that. But I think one of the biggest things that I see is there so many similarities. And I'm sure I could dissect so much more and take hours and hours on this subject just on the rule books and just on the standards and all that stuff. But there are so many similarities between functional fitness and CrossFit and the CrossFit Games, just in terms of, you know, there's a judges course that is probably just like the level one certification for CrossFit. You have to pass this before, you have to know this, you have to know that. And I think one of the biggest things that we're going to see in terms of the CrossFit universe and the CrossFit atmosphere is how big is this actually going to get? And I've looked at it in enough to realize that if this is done correctly, this is exactly what CrossFit needed. This is exactly what CrossFit needs. And this is exactly what CrossFit athletes have been looking for. If it's going to, you know, be something that's a little bit, you know, more convinced and more compacted for a competitive side and for a competitive athlete side where they've got the CrossFit Games, you know, season, which is roughly runs from February, the end of February until the CrossFit Games after that. You could probably put in the CrossFit Invitational, but that's not really for the top. That's just for the, that's like an all-star game. So not really in terms of that, but if this is what I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what the IF3 and what the United States Functional Fitness Federation is able to do. If they want to compete with CrossFit, do they want to kind of join forces with CrossFit and kind of make a superpower functional fitness? I don't know if that's going to happen, and I'll tell you why. And I this really just popped into my mind, so I'm just kind of going off sporadically, but I think CrossFit has built such a big enough brand that you can still take some of the top athletes, some of the top concepts, some of the top, you know, people and personalities from CrossFit and move them over to this IF3 and all that stuff. But CrossFit is still mainly a CrossFit Inc. product. It is a CrossFit Games Inc. product. And I think until they break away from that, if they, you know, maybe not saying down the road they'll become public or any of that stuff, but it's going to be so hard to compete with the CrossFit Games, because if this does go to the Olympics are right after the CrossFit Games, and sometimes maybe down the road they actually maybe intertwingling with the CrossFit Games. So think about this as an athlete. Say, now I gotta, you know, ask athletes about this on conversations that I have with them down the road. If they were an athlete, would they choose to sit out the CrossFit Games in order to be full strength for the Olympics, or would they go to the Olympics and try to compete in the CrossFit Games as well? Or which one's more important? And if it got to a point where the IF3 is able to take, I don't know, three men, three women from every country and make it a team, or is it a team? Is it a team event? Is it an individual event? There's so many questions that still need to be answered that really I'm recording this podcast now and I'm still questioning to my mind, man, that's exactly, there are so many questions. And I don't know if the questions are still that need to be answered now. Do they need to be answered later? There's obviously national championships and world championships that have been announced for this event and these sports. So obviously the ball is going to be getting rolled really quick, and it's already rolling. They're already accepting judges. They're already, you know, I'm sure they're going to be accepting athletes registration down the road. And who signs up for this? Is it just your average Joe that wants to try to see that they can do it? Or is it a regional athlete? Is it a CrossFit Games athlete? It'll be about a month or two after, probably about a month and a half after the game. So does a games athlete, maybe not do so well at the games, take a month to recover, still train, and then try to do this and try to go out and represent their country at what has become, in terms, the International Functional Fitness Federation at the world level? I think there are so many things. If you guys want to go check out all this stuff, and I know this kind of episode may have been a little bit scatterbrained and you're just like, oh, he didn't really do enough research. I just found out about this. I didn't really know about this until about a day or two ago. It was a busy weekend. And no mistake on mine and no excuse on mine, but there's so much going into this. I'm excited to print out the rule book, print out the guidelines and all the judging standards and all that stuff, and then compare it to the rule book and all that jazz to CrossFit. Because I think if the International Fitness Federation, the IF3, becomes credible, becomes something that CrossFit athletes want to do throughout the year, I think down the road, if you have the right avenues, it could either compete with CrossFit, it could be a really good thing for CrossFit, or it could just kind of expose something that CrossFit does. So one of my biggest questions, and I'm sure we'll talk about it later, and hopefully we'll get Gretchen on in a later episode to talk about more of the the things that go along with this. But in terms of the drug testing policy, so say if the CrossFit Games is a separate entity to the IF3, and the IF3, you're an IF3 athlete and you have to take a drug test because you're one of the top athletes, and you fail a drug test put out by them. And then CrossFit comes back and you pass their drug test. You're going to get some back and forth of you can't compete in this, but you can compete in this. And I think you saw it in the grid. You saw it, you know, Taylor Stallings, I believe it was, failed a CrossFit Games drug test, but she was still able to compete in the grid league the next season. So I think it's going to be interesting, and like I said, there's so many unanswered questions that you have and that I have still. I'm still at the beginning stages of reading so much into the functionalfitnessfederation.org. If you guys want to go check out all the information, that's where it's at. They got links to everything that you can go like them on Facebook, all that jazz. We're going to try to get some more insight, but I just kind of just wanted to bring up and just get the ball rolling on thoughts, because I'm going to do this, and if I feel like it's necessary to talk about it next week, if there's some more information dropped, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be reading so much this week, along with all the other stuff that I'm going to be doing for the podcast, and get you guys really whatever information I can find and try to get the insights as well. Well, that's going to do it, guys. I know I talked for probably about 22 minutes now, and I think it's been good because it's definitely been something that I think a lot of people, once the news broke about a week ago, I didn't really pay attention too much, but then I was like, you know what? This is actually could be a big deal. It could be a big deal breaker for CrossFit. It could be a thing that a lot of people aren't really talking about, but it could have a big effect on what CrossFit does and what functional fitness has in store for the rest of the world. Guys, make sure you guys go check us out on Facebook if you don't mind. We're also on Instagram, big_red_express. It's that little line that looks like an underline, just one of those. Then you can just press the Lords, the Big Red Express, or just type in the Big Red Express in the search bar. Sure, it'll pop up as well. If you guys want to buy a shirt, let me know by the end of the month. We're going to be putting in an order probably at the end of the month, probably either the 30th or the 31st, whichever is in a weekend. But I'm excited to kind of bring all that to you guys, excited to show you guys what we got next coming up for the podcast. Conversation Thursdays are where it's at. We got Ryan Elrod this week, Travis Williams next week, and much, much more. Some of the biggest athletes in all of the world of CrossFit coming up right here. And you got the exclusive interviews right here on the Big Red Express. Until next week, until Thursday, where you will hear our exclusive conversation from what Ryan Elrod, the fifth place finisher and qualifier of the CrossFit Games out of the Atlantic Regional. That's where you're going to be keeping it locked here on the Big Red Express. Ryan Elrod on Thursday. Until then, have a great rest of your Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll see you Thursday. Have a great day, guys.